Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this idea where, like, how do you deal with things that happen in your personal life?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And in your personal life. That are debilitating to some extent, or that really cause you to have to focus on it, maybe in some ways cause you to really have to put a lot of your energy at your towards your family or your personal life compared to your work. And what do you do about it?
Yeah, so the reason why we wanted to talk about that was that just recently I had a number of people, both on my team but also friends, going through just personal challenges. Right? Somebody's father dying, who had just started, like, so a new team member works with us for like a month or so, and then his dad passes away. And so that kind of like, that is obviously a super dramatic personal life event that affects work as well. But also people with less dramatic things happening to them, of just like moving and how interruptive that can be to life and therefore also to work. And the common theme that I saw in many of these situations was like most of the advice and most of the work and energy I had to invest in those people was all about giving them permission to, you know, deal with life and be okay with the fact that work will have to take a step back for a little bit, right? Just telling people, hey, it's okay. Take care of yourself, take care of your family. Work will still be here in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. It's okay if you're like not on your A game. And like seeing how much people struggle with giving even themselves permission to be out of balance at times, to be struggling. Like we're all going to go through phases where we struggle, but like how you deal with that struggle, if you're giving yourself permission and if you deal with it with forgiveness towards yourself, or if you make it even harder because you create this pressure and stress of thinking, oh my God, I'm behind on work, and like creating this extra pressure and destructiveness that ultimately I think will lead to even worse results in work as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really about communication, and because remember, like you're not the only one on your team.
Yeah.
So being able to communicate with your team, even if it's a highly personal matter and you don't want to share what it is, you should say something personal is going on in my life, and you know you wouldn't communicate it this way, but essentially these are the rules of engagement with me, you know, for this amount of time until this is over, right? Or until I get my head straight on this. And so talking about your availability, being vocal about it in a good way, right? And not being embarrassed, not and making sure you are actually communicating, right? And because most of the time, like in your company, people are just going to be concerned, and they really care about your well-being, and so it's really important to communicate, regardless of what the situation is, even if you don't want anyone's help or anyone's, you know, sentiments or anything like that. Just communicate. It's where I see people really, really screw it up, especially in those times when like everyone knows like life happens, and honestly, like family first. It's super important to take care of yourself and your family, and when things happen, to be able to take the time. And I haven't found a company that's actually not okay with that and not accepting as long as you're communicating. What happens is when you don't communicate, people just start guessing about what's going on. And that's the last thing you actually want.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's super important. Flipping it to the other side, I think from a company perspective, it's super important to not just say that you are accepting and you know, understanding of somebody's personal situation when that happens, but to be very proactive in helping the person and giving the person permission. Because in certain situations, one thing that I found, for instance, is that people that go through these life challenges, they're not very good at they're going to be way too aggressive in the way they are estimating how much time potentially they'll have to be away from work. Let's take that as an example, right? So We had a person on the team that had to go through a surgery, you know, a while back, and I remember that person like saying, "Yeah, well, I'm probably gonna not be able to work for like the Thursday and Friday, like just 2 days after the surgery, but then I'm gonna be after the weekend, I'm gonna be back full time." And I had to step in and tell the person, "Hey, take a whole week, maybe 1.5 weeks. And if you feel much better after the surgery, if you actually really feel good, you can come back to work earlier," right? That's awesome. That's not a problem. But I think you underestimate how much of an impact a surgery like that can have. And I don't think it's a good idea for you and for your team to be communicating you're only gone for 2 days and have like all these scheduled meetings and calls and things to do. And then what if your recovery is not as quickly as you hope? Right? Then you're going to create all this stress for you, the team, and everybody. So why don't we take, you know, 1.5 weeks off instead of just 2 days? And if you feel much better sooner, that's awesome. And if you don't, then that's also okay. Everybody's prepared. You feel okay about it. And it took a lot of back and forth convincing that person, you know. And then when the surgery happened, the person needed the whole 1.5 weeks and was very, very thankful and grateful that that was the setup. Because otherwise, you know, she would have struggled a lot and she would have created a lot of stress for her. So I think sometimes people are, and I've had the situation with many people where I have to step in and say, "Well, you think you're only going to need this amount of break from work. I think you should take more." Or you think, because people are just, they're too hard on themselves and they're making these calculations or estimates that are just unrealistic because they don't feel comfortable taking these huge chunks of time away from work at times, but it's important. And you're not going to be working productively anyways, right? If you're not recovered, it doesn't matter if it says that you're working now. You're not going to be able to do good work. And it's going to just create a lot of stress for you. So I'd rather have you not work at all and fully recover. But I feel like people are too hard on themselves. They don't feel like they have the permission to do that. They feel uncomfortable asking for that. So I think it's the responsibility of the company or the managers, for you as managers or founders to step in those situations and protect your employees, right? And make sure that you give them permission and that you sometimes even force them to take more time off or take it easier or take less projects on board on their plate so that they can recover and they can regain their focus and energy once the family situation, whatever the struggle is they're dealing with, has passed.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's important to be proactive in those situations as a manager in a company. It's critical, actually, because if you're not, then honestly, bad things happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People let you down, to be honest. And oftentimes people just don't realize they're very optimistic about themselves and their ability to recover from things. So I think communication is key. I've had folks who have had, you know, tragedies happen in their personal lives, and they're able to deal with it just by communicating and going offline, you know, and being very direct about when they're going to be available and when they're not. And it's that simple. I mean, I wish I had more to share on this topic, but you're talking about the difference between work and your personal life, and both sort of your networks or your the people involved around you in those scenarios, they both depend on you, right? For many different things. Mm. And so being able to be smart and cover that is really important. And so, and cover it meaning like be able to not let anyone down, at the same time be honest and be realistic. And if you know, the best approach is if you don't know what's going to happen, then say you don't know. And then talk about what the options are, what might happen, and let the people around you know. Very clearly. I couldn't say that stronger, because it's just one of those things where it's so critical to communicate. You don't communicate, you end up causing a lot more trouble for yourself than you need to.
I love it. Yeah, I think proactive communication, asking for help, being transparent, and then also from a team perspective or company perspective, a management perspective, taking care of people and protecting them from themselves at times and supporting them very proactively, and not just saying, "Well, this person said they need this time off," doesn't, you know, that's their decision. I'm not going to push them for more. When you're convinced that it's unrealistic or not good is also, I think, a really bad idea. So, life happens. You know, if you have a long life and you have a long career and you work for many years in building companies or working in startups and teams, you're going to have life tragedies, unfortunately, in most cases. There's going to be life distractions. There's going to be things in your personal life that's going to affect your work life. And forgiving yourself in those situations for not being the perfect person in work and the beacon of productivity, and –